Hey, you know what time it is. DraftKings Sportsbook time. Who is an official sports betting partner of the NFL? DraftKings is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. And right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. I like to do parlays when watching my football team taking the under on any yardage total and the under on any anytime touchdown scorer. That's just me and my team, though. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Oh, hi, Will.
Hello, Brandon.
Hello, hello, hello. That's how we're going to start every episode from now on, because I don't know what to talk about anymore.
How about a hearty season's greetings to you? A Yuletide, how do you do?
Is Yuletide food? What is Yuletide?
Well, I know there's the Yule log, right?
Yule log, yeah. That's what you're going to eat.
That's what you, that's what comes out of you after eating a nice Christmas ham, the Yule log.
I just dropped a Yule log.
Yeah, I just Googled it. It's like a chocolate thing.
The Yule log?
It's dessert. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've had the log. What about the tide?
Yule tide?
That's it. I know the log comes in through the ocean.
Okay.
The tide. Come with the tide. The Yule tide brings in the Yule log, and you scavenge the beach for Yule logs.
Yule is a festival historically observed by the Germanic peoples. And it lasts from December 21st through January 1st, 2023. Oh, I mean, any year, but it's just saying that.
Okay.
So technically not Yule tide. So I retract my statement from earlier. Probably a worse screw up than John Heyman had yesterday, saying that Arson Judge went to the Giants.
Wow.
Jumped the gun.
Can't get that wrong.
It'd be like if Schefter said, I mean, he's not as good as Schefter, but it'd be like if a big time, you know, insider said, like Glazer was like, yeah, it's 2020 and Tom Brady is going to the Dolphins.
Right.
And he goes to the Bucks. I mean, and Judge re-signed with the Yankees, so.
Yeah, for what, like $360 million?
Yeah, it's a lot of millions.
It's a million for every day of the year.
Yeah, almost.
Except for five. 5 days, you can't count it. I don't know how many days are in a year.
Yeah, well, sometimes
it's 365, not 360.
We should get rid of five of those days.
Russell Wilson has 365 toilets in his house.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He uses one toilet every day, a different toilet every day.
Yeah, yeah, and they're all full bathrooms too.
Yeah, but he doesn't
really have to clean them.
He doesn't save water.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. The water it took to build all those bathrooms, probably negligible compared to flushing once.
Yeah. It's like the, what's it, the Prius or Tesla car argument that,
yeah,
sure, it saves electricity, but they kill three children to make each one.
Yeah. Does that mean they kill three children, like when the autopilot or like the self-drive screws up, or are you talking about like
that's just how you got to make those cars, the blood of kids.
Blood of children. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Okay, welcome to Mexico Broncos podcast. All right, we're on a good start today.
We're coming in hot.
Don't forget to check out DraftKings, Use our code DNVR when you sign up. And of course, my coffee company, benchwarmerbrew.com. It's mine. It's not Will's. So just know when you buy that coffee, you do not support Will in any way. It's just me. And if you want coffee or mugs as gifts, you got to get your orders in before December 11th. Okay.
I get a coffee, you know, brand, but just put my name on it and everything goes to you?
Yes.
I literally just want the clout.
I mean, that's why I did it.
Yeah. Not here for money.
No. This is passion, baby. Mm-hmm. All right. Today, we will get into some Broncos news, I guess.
Maybe.
Before we do, we're going to do the picks first. Because we just felt like changing it up. We're going to talk about maybe a little bit of what the Broncos might do to lose to the Chiefs and how injuries are just crushing this team. And maybe that's an additional reason outside of Wilson and Hackett that we could point to as saying we got to fix this. And Will's got some stats, some numbers, some evidence to support it.
Yeah.
But first, we'll make our game picks for Week 14. Look at us. We're now ranked 21 in the Pick'em League for everybody who signed up through Patreon. Steve Tarr holding on to first place.
He's incredible. I will say this about Steve. He doesn't come across like it, but he is a cold-blooded assassin.
That's right. Back-to-back weeks with 120 points. That's 12 correct games. Let's see. We got RJ Lawson, sole second place. Third, top three are individual. That we don't see that often. And then tie here for four. Couple sixes. Kevin, see ya. And here we are down at 21 in a big old quagmire of pretty good, but not great. We're like, I don't know. We're like the Vikings down here, the Minnesota Vikings. Just getting by. That's so right. Let's pick the games. Make picks. Week 14, starting off with Thursday night is Raiders Chargers.
Another banger. I don't know if Al Michaels going to make it through this game.
Yeah, he might.
I like the Raiders here.
Yeah.
I'll say
the Raiders in my power rankings. I think they're on a.
Yeah, sadly. Upward. Sadly.
Yeah.
One of the weird things I think that's happened recently, and a sad thing in my opinion, is like how homogenous stadiums have gotten. Like, this game is played in LA in SoFi, but like, would it make a difference if it was in Las Vegas at all?
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, not really. You probably couldn't even tell. Except
you
used
to not want to go to play in the black hole, right?
Yeah, yeah. God, I genuinely miss going to the black hole for games.
Yeah. There'll be a good amount of Raiders fans here, right? It'll be like a half and half or maybe more. Probably more Raiders fans.
More than half, yeah. There's still so many there.
Yeah. Devontae Adams is destroying people. Josh Jacobs is destroying people. And the Chargers are almost as injured as the Broncos. I agree. We got Jets Bills.
This is a rematch of a game where the Jets actually won with Zach Wilson. And now they have a better quarterback in Mike White. I don't see them pulling it off, though.
No, and the Bills got some bad news today. We'll talk a little bit more about it, but Von Miller's done for the season with the torn ACL. They went in to do some cleanup surgery on the injury that was supposed to sideline him for 4 to 8 weeks or something. They found out, oh yeah, you actually did tear your ACL.
But very strange.
Weird. Usually, like, when something like that happens, it's because a bunch of shit got messed up in your knee and it's hard to see it in the imaging. But yeah, I think Buffalo, they should get Deion Dawkins back, right? And Trey White, this will be like his third game back. So they lose Vaughn. But
I thought Trey White was hurt again, maybe.
Is he hurt again?
Maybe I just got conflated that with the Von Miller news.
Let me see. Let me double check. Trey White.
No, I think he's fine.
Okay.
Sorry if I gave anybody a heart attack.
Wow. You're really, really getting a lot of information wrong, Will.
Yeah, what else is new?
Okay, Bengals-Browns.
Okay.
So we got 94% taking the Bengals. 95% were taking the Bills. So nobody believes in the Jets or Browns, and I concur.
Yeah. I think what we learned about Deshaun Watson, I think you probably could have guessed it too. Like if you had seen him play in the preseason, is not only is he a bad person, he is a bad quarterback now. Who knows if he's going to get better? He probably will get better, but
I'm sure he'll get better, but I don't think in a week. And you were all over calling him a shitty quarterback in his debut for months now. So yeah.
Thank you.
And the Bengals just beat the Chiefs. Aren't the Browns like the team they can't beat though?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, they always beat the Chiefs. So what else is like, you know, it's not out of the ordinary. Nothing to get excited about.
No, I'm saying the Browns. They lost to the Browns earlier this year. Didn't they lose to the Browns twice last year? Let me see.
Yeah, I think they did. Because they swept the Ravens, and I think they swept the Steelers. They got swept by the Browns, maybe.
Yeah, they lost to the Browns.
Interesting how that works.
Twice last year. Okay, they're going to break that streak. Okay, the All-Texas game. I don't know if I've ever seen 99% of the people taking one team on the picks, but 99% believe the Cowboys will beat Houston. I agree with that one.
The Cowboys looked so good. I guess they didn't look that good for, 48 minutes, and then they looked thoroughly unstoppable.
It was a mix of just a collapse by the Colts, and the Cowboys are a good football team, and the Texans are the worst team. I know because the Broncos did indeed beat them this season. All right, Lions-Vikings. This might be the game of the week. 74% of the people are taking Minnesota. Holy shit. I think this is the Lions getting dinged for their stretch of bad games early in the season.
Yeah.
They've lost one game since the start of November.
To Buffalo.
And to the Bills. And they were a close field game. Goal away from winning that game. Easy for
me. Okay. I'm going to let you have that because you have strong convictions.
I do. Now, I mean, I think I've given the Vikings their fair shake all season, but their defense, like the Lions, you can't trust. The difference is the Lions defense has started to play better.
Yeah.
Vikings defense just been about the same.
Kind of hilarious though, that, the Vikings just now have climbed back into a positive point differential.
Yeah.
They were 8-2 like being outscored, and now they're like plus 10 and they're 10-2.
And the Lions, they have one of the best offenses in the league. Like,
yeah, they're lights out. I mean, against Jacksonville, sure, but yeah, that was impressive.
The only time they had that weird shutout to the Pats. And once they got through the injuries of, you know, Amon-Ra and then a little bit with Swift. All right. Don't make me look stupid, Detroit. Tennessee versus Jaguars. Is Trevor Lawrence playing?
I think so.
I know he had a toe sprain or something. What is it?
Let's take a look. Either way, it is interesting that the Titans fired their GM, John Robinson, in the middle of the season with a 7-5 record that has yet to be like fully explained, though I'm sure there was something behind the scenes there. It might just be like the shame of seeing AJ Brown go off against them. Even though Treylon Burks caught a touchdown in that game, he looked pretty good. Took a fucking massive hit and still caught that touchdown. So Treylon Burks is good. It's just he's not AJ Brown. Definitely not yet. But just a kind of a shocking move on the part of the Titans.
Yeah, it's weird you fire the GM a couple weeks after you don't fire your offensive coordinator who got a DUI and who everybody else also doesn't like. To me, this really says that a general manager probably doesn't do shit at this time of the football season. Like, Tennessee's like, you know what? GM doesn't do anything in December anyway, so let's just fire him now. And
they just signed practice squad players and released them like 3 days later.
They
just get bored and like sign and release Ben Kurt 35 times in a row.
Yeah, they call Ben Kurt like on a Wednesday and like, hey, can you be here in 3 hours to work out for us?
Yeah.
Are you going to sign me? No, but we need you to come work out for us right now.
Just put these poor guys' families through hell.
Yeah. 94% take in Tennessee. That's a lot. I know the Jacksonville didn't look good last week, but
I wouldn't be shocked to see Jacksonville pull it off.
No, but I guess I'll go with the Titans.
I'd have more confidence with Jacksonville at home, but clearly it is not at home. So
yeah. And I don't know how severe Trevor's foot injury is. So, okay. 88% taking the Eagles over the New York football Giants, who just tied with the Washington Commander football teamers. And I agree.
Part of me wants really to take the Giants. Part of me is like, I just think Philly's going to stumble once again this season. I don't see them finishing 16-1. It's just sounds really hard to do. I don't know. I don't know if the Giants are the team, though. I don't know if they match up particularly well. I don't know if anybody matches up well against the Eagles.
No.
They're just so damn good at everything.
Yeah. They got to play the Giants twice down the stretch here and the Cowboys. So, maybe they lose a game to the Giants. It's that last game because Philly's already wrapped up the division. I think they win this one, though. I think they got through their hump, and now they're playing really well. And if they stumble, it's going to be against another good team like the Cowboys. All right. Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Okay. This seems better because 57% taking the Ravens. Just 43 taking Pittsburgh. Both teams win last week, both in very ugly fashion. Not impressed with either win, really. I watched all of the Ravens, of course, and just a disgusting win against the Broncos. Steelers get one over the Falcons. And the Falcons, you could argue, are a better football team than the Broncos. So
yeah,
I kind of like the Steelers at home here. Honestly,
yeah, I mean, they're I don't know if they're like figuring it out because they're just winning ugly, but I don't know. Kenny Pickett is not turning the ball over quite as much. I mean, he was just throwing a lot of picks earlier,
yeah. We know that doesn't matter though, has zero turnovers,
it does not matter.
Lost to the Ravens,
yeah. Give me the Steelers, sure,
yeah. I mean, it's like, who are you betting on, Tyler Huntley or Kenny Pickett? I think the difference to me is actually I'll take TJ Watt.
I think. Yeah. Well, you know what they say about this rivalry: when these two teams get together, you can throw the records out the window.
Okay.
There's no love lost.
No. Yeah, the Ravens, they would be sitting pretty if they hadn't lost a few games in just terrible fashion this year. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. 97% taking Kansas City, Will.
I like how they still say it's on NBC. Thank God it's not. It's on CBS.
I kind of feel like the Broncos are going to win this game.
I feel like they're going to get this win. I do too.
And they're going to lose the rest.
They just aren't, though. They aren't.
Okay. Is that just me?
Honest with ourselves. Yeah, you and I trick ourselves every week. I think it's like a survival mechanism in our brains.
You're right.
To keep sitting down and watching them.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like a mirage when you're wandering the desert.
Didn't we talk about a mirage last one?
I think we talked about an oasis.
Oh, yeah. The oasis was a mirage. That's true. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's enough.
Okay. Buccaneers, 49ers. What's that?
So it's enough desert talk for a while.
Damn right. All right. Ooh. Now this is fun. I think the Niners. Oh, I don't know what to make of Brock Purdy. That's what makes this pick tricky.
Yeah.
Jimmy G were playing. I'm like, ooh, this is the Jimmy G revenge game for Tom Brady, locking him out of the TB12 facility, for Tom Brady being a little pansy ass succubus of a quarterback who just can't deal with any sort of competition, can't deal with a better looking man than him in the room. Mm-hmm. I would have said all of those things, but now we got Brock Purdy, big cock Brock. 49ers defense better than the Buccaneers defense right now.
Sure.
Tom Brady, not good, unless it's the final 2 minutes of a football game.
I like the 49ers here.
Yes. Me too. Fuck the Buck.
Let's not forget. Like, this is it's a long trip for Tampa Bay.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a long way to fly.
Tom will be tired.
Tom will be tired. It's tough for an old folk like him.
Yes. Okay. 93% taking the Seahawks. I agree. Obviously, the Panthers cut Baker Mayfield or release him. It's a release. It's a mutual release. Don't make a Deshaun Watson joke. Don't make a Deshaun. The Panthers, I think Sam Darnold's getting a little too much credit right now for beating the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Had a bye week.
Yeah, let's pump the brakes there
on
the Darnold train.
So we'll see how he looks against a worse defense in Seattle. That's kind of the thing holding them back. But, I mean, Geno Smith's playing as good as anyone. We all fucking know it. I'm taking the Seahawks. Dolphins, Chargers, I'll let you make the final call here, Will.
What do you want? Who do you like? Give me the Miami Dolphins. This is such a huge game for the Tua Herbert debate, which we have weighed in on. But this is going to rustle a lot of jimmies, I think, when Tua emerges victorious. I think, okay, but here's the thing. The Dolphins will win, but Herbert will make like two or three like really, really impressive throws. And like fall short like valiantly in the end. And no one will change their mind. No one will change their mind.
No. And Tua is going to miss a couple throws he should make.
Yeah, but he's going to hit Waddle or someone in stride for a 45-yard touchdown.
He'll throw three touchdowns.
No, yeah.
But people are going to be like, he could have thrown for four.
Yeah, he's going to like just – inexplicably throw a ball in the dirt and people are like, see, then Herbert's going to throw two picks, but he's going to throw one like rolling to his left across the field for a touchdown.
The other one will be in the fourth quarter when the Chargers still have a little bit of hope and nobody will care.
Yeah.
This game was, man, if the Chargers could have just beat the Raiders last week, this game would be a lot more fun.
They physically, like, they can't, you know, they can't.
I know. I'm saying like,
that's not who they are. So you can't play that coulda woulda game. It's like the Chargers are they are the epitome of a 500 team. And in a league where 500 no longer exists at the end of the season, we should award 500 to the Chargers.
Fair enough.
Just give them 8.5 and 8.5. That's their final record.
Yep. If you get a tie, it should just convert to halves at the end of the season.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good that's a good call.
Now we got Monday Night Football, Cardinals, Patriots. And before the season started, you could be like, you know what? This might be a tough game to pick in December. But the reason it's tough is because both teams have quarterbacks who aren't playing well, don't have offenses that are functioning at a high level.
Yeah.
The Patriots are 6-6, but there's some weeks they felt like a really good football team, and other weeks I'm just like, dang, they look like everybody else. I do think they're going to win this game, though. Like,
yeah, I could see the Patriots kind of going on a run at the end of the season, because that's sort of what they do under Bill Belichick. It's what they did last year. And they had that run in the middle of the season, I should say. But I don't know. They're going to win this game. Cliff Kingsbury is going to get fired at the end of the season. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to seeing Kyler Murray with a different coach.
Yeah, I think that'll be interesting.
Kyler Murray with the Shanahan offense.
Oh, good God.
Jeez.
Good God.
Be pretty good.
I think what we'll see in this game as well is the Patriots offense has struggled. But I think Vance Joseph is a little predictable as a defensive coordinator, and I think they'll have a game plan to attack his defense.
I would agree.
Oh,
this is okay. The master versus pupil, by the way, Kingsbury versus Belichick, because Belichick drafted Kingsbury.
That's right. He was one of the backups for Brady, right?
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. We did a video about that at one time.
Yeah. Like, 2 years ago,
the 10 quarterbacks drafted while Brady was a quarterback or something.
Another one I think was Kevin O'Connell, right?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
They just all go on to be coaches.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Hoyer, I'm sure, will be next.
Ooh. Hoyer to the Broncos, confirmed. Okay. Before we get into the Broncos news, you guys ever heard of DraftKings? No? Where have you been living? Under a rock? In hell? That's where Broncos fans feel like they've been living. Oh, don't let me get you down. Why don't you use DraftKings to make football exciting again? Right now, new customers, you bet $5 on a pregame money line wager, you can get $150 in free bets at DraftKings. You download the app, just do it through the app places, and you can trust DraftKings because it is an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. Again, what I'm telling everybody this week is, if you want that free $150 in bets, why don't you bet on the team from Colorado to not win? It's pretty simple, guys. They're playing a really good team this week. I don't think they're going to do it. That's free money. DraftKings, safe, secure, reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Again, use code DNVR when you sign up at DraftKings. That's our code. Link in the description. $5 money line pregame wager to turn into $150 in free bets if it happens.
Wow. Okay.
Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for the details about a DJ. Okay. First thing we need to address is Nathaniel Hackett's goatee.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty good.
Oh, I don't think it's helping.
No?
I don't think it's helping. He's just got to go mustache, beard, or that's it. Yeah, those are your two two options.
Yeah, I think maybe he's trying. Here's my theory. I think he's trying to grow a beard, like a goatee, so that he looks like Dan Quinn, who's also bald, so he can trick ownership
into just rehiring him.
He is Dan Quinn, and he gets rehired at the end of the season. That's my theory.
If Nathaniel Hackett ends the 13-game losing streak against the Chiefs, does he save his job?
Yeah, I think so. If he swept the Chiefs,
bring him back, baby. Just bring him back.
Yeah, congratulations. You're back. No, I mean, how funny would that be? Two more wins, but they're both against the Chiefs. I'm not convinced they win again this season.
Denver?
Yeah, I mean, they should.
No, me neither.
But if they didn't win against Baltimore, it's like this team is so allergic to winning at this point. They don't know how to do it. Like, they will simply find a way to lose. Like, the 2015 team was so clutch in close games, and this team is like just the reverse of that. Like, they are so clutch at losing. It's incredible.
You're right. They are allergic to it. It's like they have a peanut allergy, a bee sting allergy, and are lactose intolerant. And every time they get close to the end zone, they either get stung by a bee.
They start to swell up.
Butter. Yep. And there's no EpiPen. There's nothing to save them late.
No, it's like the Macaulay Culkin scene in My Girl.
Yeah.
It's going to be Nathaniel Hackett at the end of the season. I'm going to be running over to him. He can't see without his glasses. He needs his glasses.
My Girl. Nathaniel Hackett's Macaulay Culkin from My Girl. That's where we're at.
Yeah, I think so. This is the hard-hitting analysis that you came for.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Cortland Sutton might not play, Will.
Yeah, he's still nursing a hamstring injury that he got last week. So,
who doesn't have a fucking hamstring injury on the offense?
It's either hamstring or ACL. It's crazy. It's really something else. It's hard to fathom.
Like, when you get to this point in the season, and I never want to question a player's injury, right? Like, that's just one of the things I don't think you should really talk about, because you never know. You don't know how injured guys are. You don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But do you think any of the players on offense who have these injuries that, you know, sometimes you see guys come back from a little more quickly are like, you know, I could probably play on my hamstring this week, but what's the point?
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying that as a knock on them. I wouldn't blame them if that's where they're at.
No.
Because the Broncos somehow got more injured on their bye week. They haven't had Sutton, Judy, and Hamler out there at the same time, like, ever. They're using three tight ends or four tight ends. None of them are Albert O. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing personnel-wise. It's crazy. Is it all injury issues? Like, it feels like a mess. And now, and we talked about the injuries a little bit and how the Broncos kind of had this really high percentage of season-ending injuries basically the last 5 years, I think. And you have some info about ACLs right now?
Yeah. So I got this from Joe Mahoney at Mile High Report. He did a great job. I'm just going to make
He's been really solid with some stats lately. So
Yeah. I don't know him, but he does a great job. So, okay, there's been, I think, 31 ACL injuries this year through 13 games. The average is 47 from 2013 to 2020. So they're actually, I think, at a lower pace. Okay, so there's like, there you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 11 teams that have not had a player tear an ACL. There's another like roughly 10, 11, 12 who've had one. And there's some like big names up there. Like Harold Landry has been a big one. Obviously Breece Hall was pretty huge. He looked like he was going to be the rookie of the year. Rashawn Gary, big, Shinobi Awuzie. And then you have the 49ers who not only have the ACL tears, I mean, Jason Verrett, that's kind of like a free spot in the bingo card in terms of ACLs.
Yeah, I would exclude him from the data just because the poor guy's had so many injuries.
Yeah, and then Jordan Matthews, I had no idea he was still playing.
Right.
Not even the same Jordan Matthews. Jesus Christ. Good for him. And then the Giants, who I think they're always like pretty like, – their field sucks, obviously.
Right.
Denver, there's been no complaints about the field. And we still are tied with the Giants with the league-leading 5 ACL tears. And that doesn't even begin to, like, touch the other injuries. So – and these are all, like, 3 of these guys were starters with Darby Patrick and Javonte Williams. Obviously Aaron Patrick,
not Aaron Patrick, to be clear, Will.
Tim Patrick. Aaron Patrick tore his ACL in LA, and he's suing just about everybody for it.
Right. That was the sideline tear. Okay.
Yeah, that was just a freak kind of thing.
Right.
And then Demarie Crockett, poor guy, would be getting like a ton of carries if he had stayed healthy.
Yeah, he might be running back number one right now.
Yeah, so you have to go through this and like really think about it because I saw another chart where the ACL injuries per year just go up and up and up. And like in 2012, I don't think they had one. 2013, they had Von Miller at the end of the year.
Right.
And I guess Chris Harris might have torn his in the playoffs. But you're playing so many games at that point. But yeah, it's remarkable. And Lauren Landau, if you read his bio, like his specialization is preventing ACL injuries. That's what he's good
at. Yeah. No, I think supposedly. Like that's why they brought him in. It's, I don't know if it's actually like a strength and conditioning sort of thing, if it's just awful luck, like what the culmination of it all is. But
yeah. You have to, like, even if it's like correlation and not causation, you have to
make a change there.
Yeah.
I look at whatever teams had the fewest injuries over, say, the last 3 years. And if they've had the same, like, strength and conditioning guy, I take my Walmart money and I go double that guy's salary and I bring him to Denver.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of thing you can do when you have, like, nearly unlimited resources as an owner.
Yeah. Just go take the best fucking guy and overpay him. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree.
That's what I would do.
I think a lot of it, and I wrote it in at the end of one of our last videos, but at some point you have to start like evaluating players in terms of availability when you're
roster.
Yeah. And, you know, you go and you give Randy Gregory a big contract.
Yep.
And Randy Gregory is like, he's had one full season pretty much, which was last year. And you're giving him a contract based on that, which is like just kind of, it's just reckless, you know, it's irresponsible. Yeah. I get it. And at this point, like if it was between Von Miller and Gregory, like they're both out now. So,
yeah. No, but that's like the Von Miller injury kind of changes that argument. You bring in Billy Turner to basically be your right tackle, and he's also had injury issues.
Yeah, Tom Compton's MIA. You draft guys like Judy and Hamler, who I don't know if Judy like really had an injury history at Alabama, but he's got a slight build, which is not what you want in terms of durability. And then Hamler, ironically had hamstring issues at Penn State. And there's like a, just a, hamstring epidemic going on at Dove Valley for whatever reason. Like maybe they, I don't know. Like maybe they don't like touch their toes before practice. It's just, it's so bizarre.
I don't know.
And it's not like bad luck at this point because it's every, like this team's been injury riddled for so long.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's got to be fixed. It's got to be addressed along with everything else. Because you can bring in a new head coach, you know, add some pieces in free agency. You got to draft. And say you get some solid players in all those areas. But at this point in December 2023, if you've got the same number of ACL injuries, you're screwed again.
Yeah. So there's so few teams that can overcome this. The Chiefs, they just don't get injured, and like they must have a really good training staff, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
they're a team that just like does the little things really well. I'm looking, and I guess they had, you know, they have one ACL tear this year, and it's a guy named Tershawn Wharton. So, you know.
Yep. No, there's something to it.
They just stay healthy. They stay healthy.
There's something to it. All right. Well, that's kind of all that's going on right now. We should be back Friday. We didn't do a Madden prediction episode last week. That should be back this week. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Chiefs, if we can stomach it. And that's it.
Good night.
And that's the end of the podcast.
Hey, you know what time it is. DraftKings Sportsbook time. Who is an official sports betting partner of the NFL? DraftKings is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. And right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. I like to do parlays when watching my football team, taking the under on any yardage total and the under on any anytime touchdown scorer. That's just me and my team, though. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.